I've met women of your birthday who really like to have multiple partners most of the time.
Multiple what?
Partners.
Well,
you know, they don't want to be tied down by one man. They have to keep their options open so they can have as many men as they want, whenever they want them. I don't know what your particular... I can't tell you...
No, I'm not really that kind of a person at this point in my life. I was previously, but I had a major transformation several years ago and shifted from career to family and have made a decision that I want a committed, intimate relationship.
Okay. So have you had the time yet to deal with and to get really clear with all the parts of yourself that before didn't want relationships like that? You know, you spent a great deal of your life already being that person who didn't want that, right?
Right.
And you had a transformation and you saw the light, right? You saw the truth of what you really want on some level. But there's still these other parts of your personality that are still in the habit of the old. You follow me?
Yeah.
And that's what you're dealing with, I think. So are you really ready for a relationship? Or,
yes.
I mean, is all of you ready for this relationship? I know you think
yes,
you are.
Yes, I believe I am, yeah.
Well, then who was the last guy you attracted? What was the nature of him?
Well, I waited a long time to get married. I had several relationships, and I finally picked this person, and he picked me, and we were married. But it lasted about 3 years.
And how long ago was that?
That was not quite a year ago.
Okay, so this was your first marriage. Was your first marriage?
Right.
Yeah, your first marriage, and it ended about a year ago, and it lasted 3 years.
Right.
And how did it end? Who left who?
He really didn't want to deal with the relationship anymore. He felt like I was not attending to his needs. I was too busy in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, yeah. I mean, you are a busy girl, aren't you?
I'm busy, but I'm pretty intense in intimacy. And I felt like we both had different perceptions of what the relationship should be.
Sounds like it.
And we weren't on the same page.
Yeah. Well, and maybe you didn't really know each other all that well when you first, you know, you didn't have time maybe to really get to know the other person and what they're like. And when you did finally get together and get to know each other, you realized that there were some big differences.
I think that was the problem.
Yeah. Now, you can find, you can find people that you're more compatible with. There's no doubt about that. But you will still have your own personal issues, whatever they are. And so will the other person. So
Right. It's
really going to come down to it. Even if you have, even if you're really compatible with somebody, if they haven't dealt with their stuff yet, it's going to surface in their relationship, and it's going to cause problems. And that goes for both people, right?
Absolutely.
So, to really have a successful relationship, Trish, you have to go into it very consciously and very openly, like both of you agreeing that this relationship is a vehicle for your own, both of you, to grow spiritually. You understand?
I think that that was...
If you're thinking it's all just about...
In the beginning, you might think you're doing it with someone, but then your perceptions are not really the same, so it's...
Well, you know, like if you have happened to be with a person that you had a strong Neptune connection with, you would have missed it completely. You would have just projected onto them what you thought they were. For example, a Neptune person can be that way. We can just think they're everything, but they really aren't. I'm not sure what the connections we have with the person were. But I can say this, you know, that it's like if you... My suggestion to you is if your next relationship, and I'm sure you'll have more relationships, okay? Or a relationship, that you make sure that that you're both on the same page about being open in communication, being committed to working on the relationship, so that you will be open to getting counseling together, whatever you need to get through the relationship to make it work. You understand? If either one of you is going into it like, oh, I finally found the right person, and now everything's going to be fine, I can tell you that's going to fail. That is going to fail. Okay? It just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way, unfortunately. And, you know, the first thing is to really know yourself, you know what it is you're about, like what kind of relationship would really make you happy, what kind of person do you really like to love, how do you love? The person has to like the way you love. You know, everybody loves a certain way. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
It was really funny. I remember when I got divorced from my ex-wife, you know, I was used to her the way she loved me, and I thought it was really special. I thought it was just the love she had for me, right? And then I watched her, after we got divorced, meet another guy, and I saw her treating him exactly that, and saying all the same little lovey-dovey words. And and I realized right then and there that we all love a certain way. That's it, you know? That's how we love. So they call that the language of love in some of the books, you know?
Oh, we did. I went through counseling, and we did the love languages. And,
oh, good. So yeah, all that didn't help, huh?
No, it didn't. It didn't help. But you know, he's on his path.
What was his birthday?
He was the 10 o'clock.
Which birthday?
Leo.
Leo, 10 o'clock.
He was August 16th.
Interesting.
He was born in 56. Yeah, 56.
Uh huh. Well, you know, the strongest connection you have with him is a Mars connection. I don't know if you did your connections with him or not. Did you do anything?
No, because I wasn't that much into the cards at the time.
And you're also Moon to him, which is a good connection. That's good. And there was a Neptune thing there also with him and you. So, you know, I don't know. I think there was some fantasy on at least one of your parts going into it.
I think it was mine.
Perhaps. But, you know, I question whether either one of you is actually marriageable. I have a term that I made up called marriageable. And both of your birthdays are highly unmarriageable. And there's reasons for that.
I personally don't think I want to ever marry again. But been there, done that. But I do want to have some type of committed relationship.
Yeah, well, when I say marriageable, I don't exclude long. It means any long-term committed relationship. But you know, I should also say that I'm extremely unmarriageable, and with work, anybody can become marriageable or relationship able. Okay.
I have hope.
Yeah.
I do want to say the reason I did look at the cards later with myself and this guy that I married, and I really am very connected with his family, and they've sort of adopted me.
Uh-huh.
And my karma cards are his mother's cards. He's a diamond is my karma card.
Yeah.
And she's an ace of diamonds.
His mother's
and
an ace of diamonds. So he was dating his mom. Yeah. That happens a lot, by the way.
So I think that was part of the reason we got together, for me to be involved with his family.
Maybe he was your dad's karma card or something.
Oh, I'd have to look at that. Yeah, my dad was March 14th. I don't know.
What, nine of diamonds? Yeah, nine of diamonds, your dad.
Is 10 of clubs the karma card?
He was not. No, he wasn't a king of 10 of clubs karma card, thank goodness. Nine of diamonds, two of spades.
Oh, okay.
So in a lot of ways, your connections were good, but I think both of you, like when it comes to, I'm telling you the truth now, I'm just going to be really blunt with you, okay?
Okay.
Your birthday and his birthday, you guys could be both completely off in why the relationship failed. Like your story about it could be completely made up, and you wouldn't even know yourself what the truth was. Do you understand? I'm just saying,
yeah.
This, from my experience, the 10 of clubs and the 3 of spades that you are the ruling card of, they can be just so, like, storytelling. So the real reason could be, hey, I really can't make a commitment. Like that could have been, certainly could have been his reason. That's a very independent birthday he's got, you know. Have sex with him and leave him. Okay? And your birthday also has freedom issues. So, you know, I really, my experience has shown me that the cards always tell what's going on. But I wouldn't be able to say the real story until I look at your charts together, your astrology charts, the deeper thing, you know. But I'll let you know this. You're going to meet somebody before your birthday.
Or before this year?
Yeah, before your next birthday. It may not be right now because you're in your Saturn period until September 17th. But after that, I think you're going to meet somebody.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah. You're never without love too long unless you really shut the door down.
No, I have great relationships with my women friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's the men that I have problems with. And it's my stuff, I know that.
We all have that problem.
Yeah.
We all have that problem with the opposite sex, I should say, you know. It's not just you know. We can all have friends. But that's, you know, when you have sex with somebody, it's when the real doors of fear come open up, you know. A lot greater. Anyway, so the good news is you're going to have many more opportunities to get this right.
Great.
And I don't see why you can't have the relationship of your dreams. Why not?
I hope so. I'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah.
I'm throwing my cards every week and taking classes with somebody in Santa Fe occasionally.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Yeah, I live in New Mexico.
Yeah, I've taught in Santa Fe many times, so I've taught there. I used to come to a school there and teach.
Oh, the White Cloud?
Yes, White Cloud Institute. Karen Deal.
Yeah, with Karen.
Karen Deal. I know
right.
her very well.
Yeah.
Queen of Hearts.
That's my connection with some of the classes and information.
Oh, well, say hi to Karen for me when you see her next time.
Okay, and thank you very much.
All right, Trish. Thank you very much, too.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, now we have two lines open. I don't know which two they are. I think it's line two and then line one. And here's the phone number for line one if you want to call in. It's 530-413-4511. We're going to have a short break here. I would like Seth to play the song Shiva. Seth. And then after that, we'll come back, and if we have somebody on the line, we're going to do some more readings. So hope you're still listening, and we'll be back after about 5 minutes. See you then. was the song Shiva. Hopefully danceable. I love chanting, and I think that chanting should make you want to get up and dance. You can get really high chanting the ancient Sanskrit chants. But I thought, why not make it like you want to really get up and dance and have more fun with it? And that's why I created my CD. Okay, so we have Mary on line two. And line one is still open, I think. Or no, actually, I think somebody's on it now. But we will have, when Mary hangs up, line two will be open. So, Mary, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good. Can you speak up a little bit, Mary? You're a little soft.
Oh, sure. Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Much better. Thank you.
Much better. Okay. Yeah.
Now, have I spoken to you before?
Yeah, probably about 6 months ago, and we never got to talk about two really important sets of cards that are sort of parallel, which you'll see this year and next with
uh-huh.
the...
Okay, what's your last name? Do you mind me asking?
I'm sorry?
Your last name, because I think I remember you.
Well, Mary Beth, you'll know.
Oh, yeah, okay, I gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
So what's the other birthday?
I'm sorry?
Is there another person involved in it?
No, it's not a relationship question.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Go ahead, then what's your question?
It's all about freedom and money, basically.
What do you want to know?
Well, with that, we never got to talk about the Jupiter, Seven of Diamonds, Nine of Hearts,
mm-hmm.
Which comes up again in Mars next year. So I'm wondering if it's going to be one of these scenarios like get rich and lose it.
Well, no. First of all, you don't have it in Mars next year. I don't see it coming up in the foreseeable future.
I mean, you're looking at Five of Spades, right, for March 5th?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
So sorry. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, yeah. No, you know, it's funny. I had the same card. I had the Seven Diamonds of Mars a few years back. I'll tell you a little story. But first of all, the Seven of Diamonds can give more money than any other card in the deck. But there's a condition for that. And I think you know what it is, right?
Yeah, you have to sort of let go.
You have to really have a prosperous attitude. You know, you have to know that you have money and that you're really so grateful for what you have. That has to happen. Otherwise, the Seven of Diamonds will challenge you in some way financially. Okay? So it's not like it's not about being reckless or anything with your money. Like, I wouldn't... you know, do something reckless because you have a Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter. But I also would, you know, really focus on how can I expand my financial consciousness, you know? Are you doing anything along those lines?
Yeah, actually, I just did a study program online with choosingprosperity.com.
Oh, great, great. That's the kind of thing you should be doing right now. And I would continue because your Jupiter period doesn't start until August 8th. You have still a few more weeks. There's a good book I recommend called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind.
Okay.
It's a bestseller right now. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. You might want to check that out too. So next, if I have found that if you have that consciousness in place, the Seven of Diamonds will bring you money almost anywhere. I had it in Mars, and I thought I had it with a Jack of Spades, which I thought somebody was going to steal money from me. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. I had a Seven of Diamonds and Nine of Spades, a Jack of Spades in Mars. I thought for sure somebody was going to rip me off.
Oh, right.
And I ended up making more money in that period than I'd ever made before in one period.
Huh.
I made like $22,000 in 1 month or something. It was a lot of money for me. That's a lot of money, you know. So... the same thing could happen to you. You got good money cards right now, as a matter of fact.
I do, actually. I just went to a wedding, which is the Eight of Hearts you see in Mars, and I got a great package deal and stayed at the Ritz in Palm Beach for almost nothing, and it was wonderful. So I did just luck out.
Well, the kind of cards you have would be really good if you had a business going.
I report on financial earnings, so I'm... surrounded by big money talk, anyway.
Well, you know, you're not going to make a lot of money from that Seven of Diamonds if there's no way for it to come in.
Right, so that's why I'm plotting and planning. But I'm wondering, if I start to put a lot of energy into that, when it comes around to Mars next year, is that just going to go belly up?
Well,
but you're suggesting
this,
that
right
Mars
now, this year is the best. This is the best one right now. I mean, in your business, you must have some really good inside information about stocks.
Absolutely.
Well, why don't you use it to invest wisely?
Well, because the stock market is dropping. You follow astrologers' reports.
Well, I don't have to follow their reports. I can see what it's doing. It dropped 500 points last week.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that all stocks are falling, and it doesn't mean that the stocks you know about, which are making good... Anyway, if you don't do something different out of the ordinary, nothing's going to happen to you. That's my point.
Okay.
You have to have a more... You have to be doing something. Like I tell people, when you see a good money card coming, you have to get some baskets ready. Money's going to fall from the sky. How much you make depends on how many baskets you have. How many ways people can give you money is going to be the limitation that you put on how much money you'll make. See? So if you have to be, first of all, it's always wise to be in a business of any kind that has an unlimited upside. An unlimited upside. That means, like, if it went really, really good, I could make an infinite amount of money. That's what kind of business you should be in, at least on the side. Okay? Like, I have a book, right? If I got a spot on Oprah Winfrey's show, my book would sell a million books in a week. See? I would become a millionaire overnight. And that's nice to know that that's a possibility for me. But if I'm working a day job, there's no possibility for that.
No, I get some creative cans on the fire, so to speak, and keep working with. I just haven't gotten into the studio to start doing recording.
Oh, good.
On it, so things are happening.
Well, good.
I just haven't.
You're looking pretty good. You're looking really good, and your cards will. Are good for next year, too. So, there's a lot of other things here. These cards are pointing to all sorts of things. I mean, your long-range card next year is Two of Hearts. That's a lover's card.
Oh, well.
There you are.
Just more interested in being independently wealthy, and then I think I can pretty much... handle the love situation. I never have a shortage of people who are interested. That's not been a problem. I just would rather have independence.
Your interest will change by that time next year. Trust me.
Uh-huh.
It will become your interest. You have a Two of Hearts result this year. You're not considering having a baby, are you?
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to. I was actually talking to sperm donors, and then I went to the wedding and decided, you know what, I better get married. But first, I want to create some money.
Wow.
To get out of this day job.
Well, the cards often tell us what we don't know. Like, sometimes people think they're on the right track, but the cards will show you what track you're really on sometimes. And when the timing of things will happen. We make our best plans, but our plans are not as important as God's plans for us.
Right.
So, do your best, but I think there's a love coming into your life before your birthday, and I think that you're going to probably you could very easily have a child also.
That'd be great.
Which would change your whole life.
Yeah.
And, who knows? Maybe your karma is that you would marry somebody independently wealthy.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Why limit yourself? You know what I'm saying? Why limit yourself? Okay, well, thank you for calling tonight, Mary Beth. Good to hear.
Thank you, Robert.
I remember who you are now. I thought it took me a minute to get your name, but I got it now in my head.
Well, hey, good luck to you on your project.
Thanks very much. I'm into a lot of things, and I appreciate the goodwill. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thanks for being a guest.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we have, that means line two is open now, folks. And we do have Brett on line one. So let's patch Brett through, see how he's doing.
Hello.
Hi, Brett. Are you in Asheville?
Yes, I am. In fact, I understand not so long ago you were here yourself.
Yeah, that's amazing to hear. Get a call from my favorite place.
Yeah, no, I'm a transplant from California, and I must say that this is quite a beautiful place. It's, you know, it's southern, and
how long have you been there?
Oh, well, I was in Raleigh before I came here, so I probably you know, a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
So,
are you a reader of my books?
Oh yes, I had called in probably 2 months ago. I'm 4 clubs, 53, and I had a stroke earlier this year.
Oh, really? Wow.
Actually, it was the tail end of last year, and we talked about that at some length. And that's kind of one of the reasons I'm giving you a call here. I'm considering a new venture, and I'm wondering about timing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does the venture involve other people?
Not so much. It involves a program that doesn't really cost much money to get into, but it's advertising intensive, and so there's some degree of risk involved, but generally speaking, you know, it looks like a solid deal.
I see. Okay. Well, it's funny because when I look at your spread for this year, and you just had a birthday recently.
Yes.
I don't see a huge emphasis on money, except that your Pluto and result cards speak of, you know, financial success by your next birthday. But it looks like you're going to be, like, it looks like there's relationship stuff coming up, all kinds of other stuff to deal with.
Okay, what kind of relationship stuff?
Well, are you single?
No.
You're married?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a King of Hearts in Mars, and there's a Queen of Hearts in Jupiter. Who else is in your, you know, you got to know these people, who's in your life, and what are their cards and so forth.
My partner, she's a 10 of Clubs.
Uh-huh. And what birthday is she?
April 24th.
She's a Taurus.
Yes.
So she's a King of Spades ruling card. Ah, tough lady.
I'm sorry?
Very, very tough lady.
Yeah, she has her moments, but mostly her she's getting ready to go back to school, and so she is very, you know, into that at this time. But as far as I know, our relationship has been fine.
No, I don't see any problems in your relationship. I just see, like, there being a focus. Do you guys have any children?
Yeah, we have a little boy.
Oh, okay. And what's his card?
He's November 7th.
King of Clubs.
Yeah.
Four Diamonds, Queen of Hearts. So things look fine. I don't see any problems with your family or any of that stuff, just so you know. I'm not indicating that. Like, it's just like your focus might be more on your family and home than you think. That's all.
Well, my focus has been, you know, I got to kind of pick up the slack now because I was pretty much baggage for, you know, some months.
Because you were ill.
Right, but now that's, I'm coming back into my own power.
And you were 52 when this happened, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. My sister is 52 right now, and she had a major heart thing and could have died. My best friend Joseph, who lives in Asheville, which I recommend you connect with him sometime if you want. He's a King of Hearts. When he was 52, he had a heart attack and nearly died. A lot of people will face life or death at age 52. So now you've decided to live, and you're here.
pretty much I'm back.
Yeah.
You know, I had a few bad moments, but fortunately it wasn't anything serious. I just wasn't taking my blood pressure medicine like I was supposed to, and so I reaped the benefits of that bad decision.
The only thing that concerns me about your spread this year in terms of the business is that you have a three of diamonds and a Saturn. Now, that's not always an indication of money problems, but it certainly means that you'll have a tendency to worry about money more than usual this year. Okay?
Well, yeah, when you're spending a lot of it, comparatively speaking, in order to reap the results, like I said, there is an element of risk, but, I noticed that the cards, the Ten of Diamonds is prominent in the result card. So.
Yeah, I mean, that looks good. But getting there, you have to get through that Saturn card. And that Saturn card will kind of bug you all year, you know what I mean? It'll make you worry more about money than you would ordinarily. So it'll be important that you manage that, that you find a way to manage that. You manage your worry. You know, you're a Cancer like me. You know, we already worry about money.
Yes, we do.
I mean, that's like we're always worrying if we're going to get enough love, enough money, and enough food.
Yeah, it's about like that. Yeah.
Joseph and I used to hike a lot.
But you're a diamond. You're a diamond Cancer.
Yeah, but I'm a Cancer. It doesn't matter. I remember Joseph and I, when we would hike a lot in Nashville, you know, we'd get about three quarters through the hike coming back, and we would get really hungry, and we would just start talking about food, and that was, like, ridiculous. Because we would start dreaming up, I mean, all these things we're going to eat when we got home.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Money and food figure prominently.
And love, if that's not, settled. So, you'll want to sort of just be mindful that you're likely to worry more about it and see it more negatively as a rule, as a general thing for this year, and just be ready to deal with that so it doesn't get you too much stress, okay?
But in terms of timing, when would be a good time to kick this off?
Oh, so you haven't actually initiated this yet?
Not really.
I see.
I'm just setting it up.
Well, what's your time frame?
Well, I can pretty much do it any time. So, the Seven of Diamonds and the Ten of Spades, I can kind of. It seems to be more on the positive side that this looks like a better than average time, at least insofar as...
Yeah, you've got really good cards right now. There's nothing. This will be fine. I do corporate astrology for companies, and we pick days to begin new ventures.
Okay.
And there are good and bad days every month. And there are some good days that come along every once in a while that are exceptionally good for money. There happens to be some really great days in November or December of this year. That's a long time from now, but there's some exceptional days that come very rarely in that period. So I can't, in the context of this particular, I can give you some quick days in this month if you want.
Well, that would be great.
Or actually in August. Okay, I can tell you right now the best 2 days in August are the August. Hold on, let me bring it up because I already did this research for another client. These aren't necessarily the only two best days, but the first and second of August are very good. And then we have, other than that, the best times would be August 16th and 17th.
Okay. 16th, huh?
Yep, 16th and 17th.
That's a tower.
The 16th is a 10 o'clock day.
Oh, great. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, then I will
So you want to
focus on
you want to pick one of those days, and you want to officially start the business on one of those days.
Okay.
And usually that means, like, I don't know, registering it or something, or, you know, going. Well, I don't know how that would look for your particular kind of business, but something that would officially begin the business.
Okay,
okay.
I'll take that in, and then in terms of my wife likes to do a lot of things all at once, and she's been talking about having another baby. Does that look good this year at all?
Well, you know, I saw this King of Hearts you have in Mars and a Queen of Hearts in Jupiter, and those are both the parent cards, you know. I don't see anything bad about it. I don't see anything to...
That would be, he would be, or she would be born next year.
Right.
And, 54, you know, I guess it just depends, but,
Well, you know, your wife's pretty, she must be younger, I assume.
Oh, yes, significantly. Yeah, she's 26.
So that was part of your plan when you got together?
Yes, it was. It is. And
she's ready to do the plan.
Well, yeah, she's always ready to do the plan. So.
Well, you know, they can bug you. Girl, women can bug you.
Well, no, actually, it's, you know, I'm a Cancer, so, you know, I like kids, and
yeah,
I have a lot of them already. I've got four altogether now.
Okay. Well, you're lucky to have six because you're a six of hearts before you're done.
That doesn't surprise me.
That happens a lot. You know, hearts will have the number of kids that their card is the number of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I know an eight of hearts at eight kids.
Really? Well, I guess I ought to consider myself lucky at six.
Six,
I appreciate it. I appreciate the insight, and as I said, I'm a big fan of the cards and have been for years. So,
well, thank you.
I have yet to find them on, and the interpretation may be lacking because of experience. But in the final analysis, they are always accurate.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it, Brett. Great to have you on the show, and please feel free to call again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to have a short break. We have Joe waiting patiently on line two. Joe, thank you for being so patient. And he's a joker. Can't wait to talk to him. Line one is open now. We'll probably have time for Joe and one more caller, so if you want to get in, line one again is 530-413-4511. And we are going to play the song Krishna Lullaby. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Joe the Joker. Be right back.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita,
Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Lullaby. I can't wait to talk to Joe. Joe, can you put Joe on now? Joe from Seattle. Hello?
Hello.
Is this Joe?
Yes, it's Joe, Robert. Good evening.
Are you really born December 31st, 1953?
Yes, and we've spoken before. I live in Seattle.
Okay.
How are you?
You know you're a joker, and you know I can't read you, right? So.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. I can barely hear you, though.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Good, good. Well, I know you can't read me. So, but I do have some questions, because I use your books a lot.
Okay,
and
cool.
And, of course, dealing with other people and trying to figure out who the hell they are, and especially with business and even relationships and stuff like that. So it's very helpful for me.
All
and, of
right.
course, they can't figure out me, so that's cool. But anyway, I was wondering, you were talking earlier to a woman in, I think it was New Mexico or Santa Fe, and she had mentioned something about classes and stuff. So I was wondering, are there any classes in the Seattle area?
Not that I'm aware of. But I don't know who all's teaching in different areas all that much. I don't really have they don't tell me all the time, you know what I mean?
So it's not affiliated with you and your company?
No.
Oh, I see.
I do have an organization of people that I've trained and certified, and they are teaching in different locations, but none of them are in Seattle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Sorry. So what else would you like to know?
Well, that question you were answering with the gentleman earlier, I think he was the Four Clubs and said he had been ill and stuff at age 52.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why is it age 52? Because, of course, I've had friends who have had serious problems going through age 52, and when I'm 53 now, and I went through age 52, I was just standing on guard waiting. And I kind of sailed through it. Nothing really happened, you know, serious or anything, but a lot of people have very serious things going on, like
you said earlier,
and I was wondering, why is it age 52?
It's age 52. Well, you have to look at the cards that year to understand why it's so significant. It's a Jupiter year, first of all. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And
a Jupiter?
Yeah, it's a Jupiter year, because we have a Jupiter year every 7 years after our age 3. Age 3 is our first Jupiter year, and then every 7 years after that is a Jupiter year.
Uh-huh.
And so it has that Jupiter influence. And also, it's the 7-year spread for that year, that you're in at that time is identical to your yearly spread.
Uh-huh.
So you're sitting here, and your long-range card will be this is hard to explain. I can't really explain this to you, but basically what it means is you have a real strong culmination of really great influences.
Uh-huh.
But as human beings, we are such that by age 52, we've accumulated patterns of self-abuse and self-denial that have reached a sort of a pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's this year when everything is supposed to be so great.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, can we open up to that now? See?
Isn't Jupiter kind of the rewards and
yeah,
gifts?
It's the blessing. It's the good
thing. The blessings, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems kind of reversed if everyone's having a bad time during.
No, they're not having a bad time.
I mean, not everybody, but
they're not really having
a
bad time, Joe. They're having a great breakthrough.
They're having a breakthrough.
Now, a lot of people die at that age.
Uh huh.
But it's not because of something bad that happened. It's because they, on some level, they wanted to check out.
Oh.
It's always a blessed year.
Uh huh.
These things that happen to people were wake-up calls. Hey, you're not living a full life.
Uh-huh.
You know, my sister, I mean, she... The effect of her heart condition has completely changed her life in the most positive way of anything that could have happened to her.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, it wouldn't have changed her lifestyle as much if she had won $1 million in the lottery.
Uh-huh.
She would have just kept on with all of her bad habits and everything. She has given up all her bad habits. She's had a total, like, realization of how important being alive is.
Oh, I see.
Now, nothing happened to you, Joe, because you're outside of the system. You're immune to the system.
I'm what now?
You're immune.
I'm immune. Well, I don't know about that, but I had a great year in 52.
You're not bound. You're not bound by all.
Because the woman that introduced me to the cars.
You're not bound by all this.
She had just finished her 52nd year, and her husband died, and she got sick, and she just had a horrible year, and then she kept saying, well, it's my 52nd year, and then she said, well, just wait 2 years, and then I waited and waited. And
you waited and waited with your life?
And I mean, in terms of health issues and stuff like that, I think I had a pretty good year.
Yeah. Well, see,
but,
you don't have the...
Interesting. Okay.
Your karma is different than everybody else's.
That either you can get really sick or you can kind of sail through it.
Well... I didn't get sick, Joe. I didn't get sick, but I went. But I did go through an amazing transformation in my Jupiter period of that year.
Uh-huh.
That was just last year for me. Actually,
oh,
the year before last.
Uh-huh.
I'm 53 right now. Oh no, 54.
But, it's amazing how we lose a couple of years.
But, you know, if I hadn't have done that, and it was extremely difficult to go through what I went through, but it changed my life for the better. It gave me a new lease on life. And
absolutely,
that's what a lot of people
believe
get.
That way. I mean, there's reasons we go through things and things that happen to us. I mean, it is a learning lesson.
Well, I appreciate the question. That's a great question.
What's that?
That's a great question. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you bet, you bet. And one little simple question. Like I said earlier, I read people's cards, and one of my nieces, she's a nine of diamonds, and she has a ten of diamonds in Jupiter this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that being the blessed card, and Jupiter being the card of gifts, is that just a really rewarding time for her?
How old is she?
26.
Is she involved in any business or anything?
No, but she's got a very good job. She's very aggressive and ambitious, and she's got a fantastic job that she absolutely loves.
Well, that card could make a lot of money for her if she's got a way for that money to come in. You know,
she's got a what?
If she has an avenue for that money to come in to her.
Uh-huh.
You know, like
so
if her job
her
has
money and send her down to Vegas.
Well, like if she was some kind of a sales position where you can sell a lot and get more money, then that could really happen for her. It just depends on her situation. But even so, she will come into some money in that period that makes her real happy. I'm sure of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the blessed card. I mean, it is the blessed card, but only when you displace it. Everywhere else, it's talking about money. A lot of money.
What's that now?
It's not. It's only the blessed card when you're displacing it.
Uh huh.
Everywhere else, it's money.
Oh, I see.
It's money. A lot of money.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Interesting. Well, thank you so much. I'm a big fan, and I love listening to you on Monday nights.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and being our token joker.
Okay, you take care, Robert.
All right, take care, Joe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have time for one more call, and we have Shen waiting patiently on line, whatever, line one. Is Shen, are you still with us?
I have a question about relationships.
Okay, and what is your question, Shen? And your birthday is April 18th, 1957?
57. Yes.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
And I have a relatively new relationship, a few months, with someone born August 15, 1970.
Okay.
And we seem to get along exceptionally well in some ways. And I sort of feel like there might be some karma there, and there's some discussions about starting a family, so I thought I'd consult you.
Well, so are you guys living together yet?
No.
Why not?
what's relatively new, and we're sort of planning to.
I see. So, but she obviously really thinks you're the guy, right? She really thinks you're the man that she's looking for, I assume. Is that true?
Yeah. You know, sort of need to get, you know, practical things set. And, but sometimes, well, someone told me maybe I shouldn't ask this question, but it almost seems like sometimes the love's too intense.
Uh-huh.
Like, we don't end up doing other things.
Well, one thing about Leo's, Shen. Your name is Shen?
Yeah.
You're an Aries. She's a Leo. Leo women, number one, they need a lot of attention. Are you listening?
Yeah.
They need a lot of attention, and they need a lot of sex.
Okay.
Leo is a sign of sex.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
People think Scorpio is a sign of sex, but it's not. Scorpio is a sign of sexual hang-ups.
Oh. Well, actually, I was going to ask that. We don't sleep much.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Well, we're both often in the mood.
I see. Okay. So you're having a lot of sex or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're older than she is.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you will eventually get to, you will feel drained if you keep having all those orgasms. You know that, don't you?
Well, I try to practice my Taoist practices.
Oh, okay, good. So you do some concentration.
Yeah, and... But it often goes until past that, you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, you can't be perfect. You can try. Well, I would suggest that you take it a little slow with the relationship. Don't rush it, you know? The Leo woman can get all swept up in the whole romantic thing, and they will be... They're very instinctual also, which Aries are pretty instinctual also, but they may not think it through, you know? You're the wiser of the two of you because you've been around longer, all right? So it's kind of your responsibility to be the wise person in this relationship. Do you follow me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I mean, otherwise, I think it's great. You guys have good connections and...
We have a lot of things in common.
Yeah, and, you know, you have good... It looks like you guys are going to be together for a while. I can see it in the cards. Looks good. So I wish you the best. I think it's going to be a good thing for both of you.
Oh.
So just be happy with the happiness that you're experiencing right now.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thanks a lot.
And thanks for calling in, Shen. It's good to hear from you in Hawaii. It must be nice there tonight.
Terrific.
Of course. All right, Shen. Thanks for calling.
The full moon's never been better.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot the full moon. Okay, man, good talking to you. Thank you for being a guest on my show.
Okay, you have a good one, too.
All right, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that concludes our show for this evening, everybody. Thank you for being with us tonight. If you didn't get in and want to get on the phone next week, just be ready to call in just before the top of the hour, around 8 o'clock Pacific time, because usually the phone lines are empty until I give the word, and you can get in there first if you want to. We're going to end tonight by playing another song off my CD. This one is called Gayatri. It's probably the most popular song on the CD. It's kind of meditative, and I hope you enjoy it. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.